From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. Missouri's Department of Corrections director says he's withdrawing his application to continue heading the agency following calls for him to leave. Director George Lombardi in emails announced yesterday plans to leave when Governor Jay Nixon's term ends. Between 2012 and 2016, Missouri paid more than $7.5 million on settlements and judgments related to those alleging harassment and retaliation in the department. Republican House Representative Paul Fitzwater says he and other lawmakers advocated for Lombardi to continue as director under Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens. Fitzwater says they've abandoned support. House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Beatty called for Lombardi to resign yesterday. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the Missouri Department of Corrections alleging inmates did not receive proper hepatitis C treatment. The ACLU and the MacArthur Justice Center in St. Louis filed the federal lawsuit for the inmates yesterday. Inmates in the lawsuit claim they didn't receive treatment for hepatitis C, which can cause liver damage. The lawsuit says that's discriminatory and unconstitutional. The lawsuit cites a survey published by a nonprofit called Project Hope. The survey says Missouri's Corrections Department in January 2015 reported treating less than 1% of inmates with the illness. Republican Governor-elect Eric Greitens is picking Kansas City Attorney Lucinda Lutkemeyer to be his general counsel. Greitens' transition team leader Austin Chambers told the Associated Press yesterday that Lutkemeyer is also serving as the transition team's general counsel. Lutkemeyer works at the Kansas City law firm of Graves Garrett. Earlier this year, she served as an attorney for Montana State Representative Art Wittich. A jury found the Republican lawmaker took illegal corporate contributions from an anti-union organization during his 2010 primary election campaign. A judge fined the lawmaker but ruled he could stay in office. Greitens on Monday recommended another attorney from the Kansas City firm, former U.S. Attorney Todd Graves, to be the Missouri Republican Party's next chairman. A Mexican-American elector says he's sticking with his pledge to vote for Missouri's winning candidate Donald Trump. Hector Maldonado told the Associated Press he won't change his mind Monday in what's shaping up to be an unusually controversial Electoral College vote. Maldonado moved to the U.S. at about age 5 and became a citizen in 1995. The 44-year-old Army veteran who supported Ted Cruz in the Republican primaries said he has received many emails and letters pressuring him to vote for Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. The writers argue that Clinton won more votes nationwide than Trump, or they claim Trump is racist. But Maldonado said Trump is not racist for wanting to build a wall, which he says is needed for national security. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.